Bear Podcast 332.
I thought it was number one.
Number one? Why would it be number one?
Well, it's been so long, I thought we were starting over.
Yeah, that's right. It's been so long since we did this. Anyway, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Sick Ray.
Oh, poor Ray. Yes, this is episode 332, and it feels like forever, Ray, that we have been recording.
Well, that's because you've been gone forever. You've been gone almost an entire month.
Feels like it. It sure feels like it. And even if we recorded the one with the Scruff app, Johnny Scruff, it still felt like it's, you know, it's been a month since we last podcasted. So, what's going on? What's going on with you, Ray? You're sick, or
I'm sick. That's all I've done this weekend is sit at home and be sick.
Oh, okay. Allergies.
Allergies. I hope that's what it is or something. Because antibiotics sure ain't taking care of it, because I've taken a whole string of Mexican antibiotics and nothing's happened.
You just don't take it just because. You have to take some sinus thing or...
Well, I got steroid stuff that the doctors give me that I'm blowing up my nose. I'm taking Claritin. I tried some antibiotics that I had to see if that was... if it was an infection or something. No.
Claritin, yeah, that's what it was. I had in mind. So. That is weird. You have to see someone for that.
I just said the doctors last week, I can't afford to go back.
Oh.
They milked me dry then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they yelled at me for being too fat.
What?
They said I need to lose 50 pounds.
Oh. How about halfway? 25?
No, he was like 50. It's like... You can stay fat, but the diabetes is only going to get worse.
You're gonna be a twink. I don't want you to be a twink.
I don't think I'll ever be a twink. But if I lose 50 pounds, I'll still have a gut.
Yeah, I guess so. So what happened to your TV? I saw the pictures. What happened to it? It died on you. So now you have a small TV for the meantime, while you have that fixed?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it can be fixed. Yeah. My 56-inch screen TV died last weekend. The weekend before last. It was like True Blood was ending, and all of a sudden, bam, it just went out.
Would have been nice to watch it on the big screen, True Blood.
I don't know. I don't know if it can be fixed or not. I don't know if I want to spend the money to have somebody come out and look at it, because I could take that money and apply it to a new TV or what I'm going to do. So, but the funds are not there to do anything right now. So it's just sitting there. It's looking very white trash with one TV sitting in front of the other.
It's very white trash. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe we can have it fixed somehow. Maybe do some fundraiser for you, Ray.
Oh no, maybe we need to do a car wash or something.
Do a car wash. Where's Jack? Okay, so I was there in Columbus, Ohio since, last week. Yeah, last week I arrived there Friday night, and I actually...
You were there for a whole week, right?
Camp. Yep.
Okay.
I was there, and we had Jim Hoffman before, right? We had him in the show. We talked about Bear Camp, and it just so happened that it's also Gay World Series. They really put the event Bear Camp right before the Gay World Series, so... It's there in Columbus, Ohio. I went to the camp. I went to the bear camp. I only got to attend the Saturday banquet, just eating with the bears. That's pretty much it. And bear contest. It's not much of a contest, Ray. It's like there's a bear, there's a chaser, there's a cub, there's an otter, you know, on stage. And it's just question and answer. They would just ask questions There's also one who's a kind of a bearish guy, but he's actually a drag queen, and he was really serious about what place is he in, or what ranking. Even if you say somebody else won first and second place, he wants to know if he's the fourth place or third place, so he could put it in his portfolio for some reason. I didn't know the drag queens are that serious.
Drag queens are very serious.
Yeah, so there were judges, and they being judged and everything, and the one who won was... wait, who won? Oh, some I forgot his name, but he's local. He's local to Columbus. And then it was funny because the other guy who was a drag queen, who's there in leather, he actually sang a... what did he sing? He sang a... I've never seen metal lip... a guy lip-syncing to a heavy metal song. You know, usually if it's a drag queen, you're lip-syncing a girl's song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one, he's in leather and everything. Yeah, he's got the hair. I think he's got a mohawk and everything, and leather harness, and he was lip-syncing a heavy metal song. So it's kind of weird.
What heavy metal song?
I don't know. I can't even remember. But it was weird. You know, it's like, it's your lip syncing metal song. It's like, how do you say it? There's a term for it. Like a metal drag, something like that. I don't know what he was doing, but it was the first time I've seen something like that. Maybe it's really local to Columbus, or it's something unique about Columbus having guys singing heavy metal songs and lip syncing to it. But anyway, so that's what happened. It was a good experience. Got to meet a lot of new friends. I met John from New York and a couple of old friends from. Oh, I saw Big Nug. I saw Big Nug during the weekend.
How was he doing?
He's doing well, and he's there with his partner, working at the bars and everything. So that was fun. Oh, Friday night there was lube wrestling. Oh, poor Ray. He's really coughing up.
We had lube wrestling in Houston too.
Oh, tell me about it. What happened to lube wrestling here in Houston?
Well, we had a little lube. It was fundraising for Robert and Lloyd's 25th anniversary, mm-hmm. to go to Baring Omega House, and we had heavyweight, middleweight, and lightweight division. They had two little Twinkie boys out there for the lightweight division, and then the middleweight division was Don. Mr. Houston Leather 2010
and
or was it 2009? I can't remember. And Renee.
Oh, really?
From the Misfits.
Oh my god.
And I posted pics, so you should have seen them on Facebook.
But, yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty good show. And then Carlos and Bruce were the heavyweights.
Oh.
So Dr. Poppy and Bruce got out there and did the big boy dance.
Big boy dance. So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Yeah, it was some J-lube or something like that. It was a powder and you had to mix it with water and stuff. It was actually kind of cool. So it was slick.
Oh, God. All those fantasies.
But they had it was quite interesting, and they raised about $500 at the Ripcord because of the lube wrestling. So
nice. Well, in Columbus, it was also lube wrestling, but they did it on a Friday night. I was just flying in, so I got to miss that one. But they did have honey wrestling on Saturday night at the Exile Bar at Exile. So that was interesting because they used honey, so it was kind of yucky. I think I would go for lube than honey. So aside from honey, they put also syrup on the guys. Syrup and molasses, I think. So the guys are just greasy with that, but it works. Works as like lube, but it's just, you know, it's all brown and everything, so it's like mud. And it's a good thing they have a portable shower there. They have a truck that has a shower. Did you have a shower?
No, they just had to go jump in a tub and kind of wipe everything off.
Oh, gross. They just wiped. There was no shower at all. Oh, poor guys. But anyway, so that was the lube wrestling. I got videos for that. Oh, there are also some twinks that you would like, Ray. Some they took videos of them. It's pretty dark, but I still have to post that sometime soon. So I got too busy with this World Series. So yeah, that's why I was there the whole week. It's the Gay World Series in Columbus. It's softball the whole weekend. There are Bear teams. We got to play against the Dallas Bears. The Dallas Roundup Diesel. They're a bear team. With, I don't know if you know Butch, his team.
Yep.
Yeah, his team was there.
And, oh, his team, okay.
Yeah. They're all bears. Well, most of them are bears. Only one of them is a small guy, small young guy. But yeah, they lost also. We lost. And the one who won eventually was the Boston team. So congratulations to Boston Ramrod Machine on winning the D Division. They're the ones who won that. I saw the game, and it's pretty cool. And then Saturday night was the block party on Short North there in Columbus. Short North is, you know, in Columbus they have different villages. They're different sections of different neighborhoods. There's the German Village, there's Short North, there's this and that. There are different places. And the block party, when you say block party, it's really a whole block being blocked.
Yeah.
It's not just a corner. But it's a whole block that was sealed and that was closed down. And we had a great time dancing. There was this band called the Fabulous Johnson Brothers, something like that. Anyway, so they played a lot of 80s music and Britney Spears. Can you imagine that, a band playing Britney Spears with a guy singing? That's I find that very, very weird, but it's good. And then there was this girl from England called Laline or something. She was so terrible that everybody just stopped and just stared at her. She was lip syncing to her own song, so it's just terrible. And she was kind of,
so she's impersonating Britney.
Yeah, she's doing the Britney moves, but she was wearing a high school type leotard, whatever. It's just weird. And we really didn't care for it. And she was lip-syncing to her own songs, her auto-tuned songs. So we didn't enjoy that part. But then the biggest part was Jennifer Holliday. So Jennifer Holliday from Dreamgirls. I don't know if you know. Yeah, so she sang there. She sang her, you know, her famous songs. And that part we enjoyed. I was asking myself, is this really Jennifer Holliday, the one from Dreamgirls? So everybody's, yes, that is Dreamgirls. It is her, yeah. So, no Jennifer Hudson. It's Jennifer Holliday.
Holliday, yeah. The original.
The original. So, she sang her songs, but then she kept, you know, everybody's dancing. Everybody's dancing and everything, and then in came Laline, the terrible singer from England. And then, so it kind of died down. And then in comes Jennifer Holliday, she sang ballads. You know, your energy is up because of dancing and everything, and then you introduce a songs that are, you know, ballads. So it's not a good idea. So she noticed it. So in the middle of her second to the last song, she stopped it, and she said, "Wait, please cut the song, cut the song." She was saying that she was trying to signal the DJ to cut the song. And then he talked to the audience. She talked to the audience, saying that, "Well, I know all of you guys are tired because of a whole week of softball, and then all of you guys are dancing and everything. So let's just cut to track 7." And then that's when she sang, "And I'm telling you,
I am telling you."
yeah. That's when she came in, and that was pretty much the highlight. And that went on to midnight, and then they ended the party. You know, it's weird. You should do the concert first and then do the dance party afterwards.
Yeah. So.
Right? So anyway, so that's what happened. And and then I got back yesterday.
Did you get to go to the Scruff party?
Scruff party? Well, the Scruff party is pretty much the after party on last week Saturday at Bear Camp at the hospitality suite. Not much of a Scruff party, but people who were in Scruff were just there. We just arrived, but I didn't stay too long. I think I was there until 2 o'clock. I was too tired. I was just way too tired. So it was fun. It was a great week, and I got to see lots of bears playing, and there's an Asian team there, Ray, from San Francisco. Oh yeah, there's all of them. I think they're all Chinese, or I think Mike would really like them. But if you're a rice queen,
I bet you that was one all kind of drama little team
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, they're all tattoos and everything, tough looking.
Yeah.
I took some pictures, but, yeah. I also got some pictures of Bears, Dallas Bears, the Roundup Diesel, and some from the Boston team. And, yeah, it was just a good weekend of softball.
Well, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It was enjoyable, even though
anybody,
we lost.
Anybody have major injuries this year like they did last year?
Oh, there was one. There was one from Houston. Okay.
Please say it wasn't Andrew again.
No, it's not Andrew. It's not Andrew. But it's somebody else. But what's funny is everybody there goes to the World Series just to looking forward to play a game, to play the games. There was one from Houston who went dancing Sunday night or Saturday night and started twirling, and he broke his ankle.
Uh-oh.
So he hasn't even played yet, and he broke his ankle. So it's really, really terrible for him. So
I'm do I know this person?
I don't think so, but he might be your type. But it's really terrible. So he just was there.
Dancing queen, mm-hmm. You're just a dancing.
Yeah, that's why I was always careful not to dance too much just before the games, or you know, just to enjoy myself too much because I might hurt myself. I didn't even drink.
Yeah. No crazy sex until after the game's over, because you might sprain something or pull something or herniate something or
definitely.
Rip something open.
All right, so after that, what else? I wanted to relax myself. I got to watch Scott Pilgrim. Did you get to watch Scott Pilgrim?
Yes, I actually got to go see it with the director here in Houston.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So that was actually very interesting because it had Edgar Wright, the director who directed that, and Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. He's worked on adapting this movie from the comic book series. It's actually very good. I thought the movie was great. If you're kind of geeky and you like video games, and it's kind of like a guy's chick flick. It's a guy flick.
Yeah.
So, but I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. Guy that played Superman, Brandon
Routh,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh was here because he's in the movie, mm-hmm. And he is just as hot in real life as he is on the screen. Boy, got some muscles, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I was trying to check out his pants and see if he was really endowed, like you know they always talked about. But you know,
not really. How about Chris Evans? Chris Evans was there too.
No.
No. Yeah, he was the. He was the actor. He's got the beard. He's one of the exes.
Yeah, but Chris Evans wasn't in Houston.
Oh, he wasn't in Houston. Yeah, definitely. No. But in the movie.
Chris Evans in the movie, yeah. Yeah. But he wasn't in Houston, so.
No. Mm-hmm. So how was that? Did you get an autograph? Do you have a picture with him or something?
No, it was all quick and done over with, and they kind of scurried off right afterwards. So.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Scott Pilgrim is an interesting movie because it's got a video game theme, it's got goofy graphics, it's got 8-bit music as background, it's kind of weird. And it also stars Michael Cera from Superbad. So he's the one who he's Scott Pilgrim. Yeah, it's kind of weird. You gotta watch it. Is it a DVD? Is it good enough for a DVD or watch it in the big screen ring?
I'd say go sit in the big screen just because of all the zany effects they do and the music and the live action fighting stuff sequences they have. I thought it was great on big screen. And I think it's going to lose something going to the little screen just because there's so much going on and you lose some of the stuff that goes on. So, because there's some pretty cool stuff that went on, so
yeah.
I highly recommend it. I think that it was sad that it didn't do too well the last weekend or this weekend, but so
mm-hmm. Okay.
But then Piranha 3D didn't do good with it this weekend either. So
you watched it, Piranha?
No, not yet. But I want to. I think it's going to be hilarious in 3D. Piranha 3D.
Let's go watch it.
So we'll have to go see it. So
yeah.
Why would we seek equal rights? You are not our equals. We will eat you.
after we eat your children.
Now time for the weather. Tiffany?
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. We have... actually, right now, I haven't watched the latest True Blood yet. So, did you watch last night's?
Yes.
Okay, was it good? Don't tell me any spoilers. I have to still watch it. But yeah, two episodes left, right? After last night?
Two episodes left, yep.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about last week's. Last week was, I was shocked. I was really shocked when he came over to the TV station and ripped the guy's rib. What is it? Ripped the guy's spine.
Spine out, yeah.
Spine out. That was really shocking. I had to rewind it. I had to go back to it and see what happened here again. He pulled out his news reporter's spine. So it's just really gross. I had to watch it all over again.
Wait till you see this week what he does.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to watch it soon. So.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
It involves a hustler, let's put it this way.
Oh, okay. I'll probably talk about it more next week. If I did get to watch it last night, then we would have been talking about it now. Okay, Ray, let me ask you, okay. So, vampires are immortal.
Okay? Yeah.
And you're familiar, of course, the Highlander immortals, right?
Yeah.
What kind of immortal would you rather be? A Highlander immortal or a vampire immortal?
Either way, somebody's trying to kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the problem with vampires. You have to feed on people, and people, and your vulnerability is pretty much, just a stake in your heart or some silver.
Yeah.
Well, in Highlander, an immortal in Highlander, you're pretty much other immortals are after you, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there can only be one.
There can be only one. So which one would you prefer?
I don't know. I guess I'd be the vamp.
You would rather be vampire?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But there's a disadvantage to that. You cannot see sunlight.
True. Mm-hmm. But I'm pasty white anyhow, so it really won't affect me that much.
Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know. I would rather be a Highlander immortal. Because I like to play softball. And I can only do it in the day, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Would it be nice? So that, and I don't have to feed on people. Right?
I don't know. That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Once you learn to control it, don't kill them all the time, you know?
Yeah, okay. So what kind of vampire? True Blood vampire? Buffy the Vampire Slayer vampire? Or... Twilight vampire. Which one would you want to be?
I guess of the two, the True Blood or the Twilight vampire. Mm-hmm. Although if I was a Twilight vampire, then I could go out in the daylight. I'd just sparkle. Which I sparkle anyhow, you know.
You are so gay. Yeah, it's a... You want Sparkle
Boy. Everybody be like, oh, look, it's Sparkle Boy. Oh, wait, no, that's not him.
Mm-hmm, Sparkle Boy. Yeah, I would imagine if I would be a vampire, I would, yeah, I guess a Twilight vampire would be better.
Yeah, I guess you could find makeup to put on.
Yeah.
But, then there's the vampires on the gates now, and they use this super heavy-duty sunscreen so the sun, the ultraviolet rays doesn't hurt them.
Wow.
Like SPF 500 or something.
SPF 500? Is it a spray on, or is it?
No, it's a lotion that they're putting that you constantly, you see. I've only seen the female vampire put it on, but you assume that all of them do it so they can go out in the sunlight.
Do they wear shades in the sunlight too?
Yeah, and big hats, and they try to stay out of the sun as much as possible.
Won't umbrellas help? But I still haven't watched it. I haven't watched Gates yet, so
it's getting better. It's getting interesting. This week was a very interesting show.
All these vampires, vampire movies.
So,
mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. I want to recommend a TV show. By the way, it's called Happy Town. Have you been watching Happy Town? Have you heard about it? Happy Town. It's a story about a town called Haplin, and I think it's in Minnesota. And
they took it off the air.
Took it off the air already?
I think so.
It was canceled?
There were only like three or four episodes. There was only like maybe six episodes and it was gone.
And they didn't continue it anymore? No
more? As far as I can tell, unless they got them on Hulu or something and I never caught them. Are you just now starting to watch it?
Yeah, I've been watching it, recording it, and watching it, and I don't know, eighth episode. It's awesome. It's good storytelling.
It's good storytelling, but it was a little slow at first, but I think it show's already been canceled. Is it something you previously recorded and just now watching?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just finished watching episode 8, I think.
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
Yeah. So, the story's about, you know, 7 missing people, and supposedly the magic man took them away, and that's where the story revolves around with him. The sheriff is trying to find out who's the magic man.
Yeah.
And it would really suck because, you know, they didn't even solve the mystery.
Mystery, yeah. But no, that's the way TV goes. Oh, no ratings. Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, it was pretty good. I love it. And it's got Abraham Ben Ruby too. You know, the bear from ER.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yeah, he died. You did watch it. You did watch the whole
series. I told you I watched it, yeah. That's why I said it only lasted like 8 episodes.
Yeah, that sucks.
6 or 7. I knew it was like 6. I knew I'd at least seen 6 episodes before they cut it off.
Yeah. I didn't even get to see Abraham Ben Ruby naked. I was hoping
he would. I don't think that was in any of the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't think so. But Abraham Ben Ruby was naked one time in... not naked, but shirtless, and ER, when they were trying to electrocute his nipples or something. I gotta watch ER. Because I know Abraham Ben Ruby is in there. But anyway, okay, so let's move on. I have a new iPhone game.
Oh, really?
It's old for some people. It's Plants vs. Zombies. Because it's my new addiction right now, besides Angry Birds. It's actually plants killing zombies. That's pretty much it. So
like Audrey eats zombies.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of addictive. You have to plan your way how to plant these zombie killing plants. So if you guys, any of you guys listening, let me know if you guys are playing it in the iPhone or in the iPad. It must be really good in the iPad because this iPad is really big, nice graphics. It would be great. So, yeah, that's my latest game. Do you still buy games or anything, Ray?
Actually, I've never played any games on there. I never got into just playing games like that. I know a lot of people are still doing the fish game.
The fish
game. You have your fish tanks, and you feed the fishes, and you sell your sharks, and you buy sharks, and you do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But another one, I think, is like Ice City or something, where you create your own town. Or something like that. Or you can buy places in Houston before somebody else buys it. And you kind of own your own town. If somebody else stops there, they have to pay you or something like that. It's weird. Somebody was showing that to me this weekend. So, you know, I'm stuck on Scruff. So.
Oh, Scruff. Yeah, that really went crazy there in Columbus. And I got to meet people who are... Yeah, I saw people who are on Scruff. It's pretty cool. You can, you know... It's like Grindr. People who are beside you, you can see who's nearby, and it's really the bear version. So it's lots of bears on Scruff.
Yeah, a lot of cute chasers halfway around the earth that want to get at me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the distance is stopping us. Damn Atlantic Ocean!
Why won't you bring them in or fly them in?
I hadn't won the lottery yet. I can't afford to do that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right. So, in a couple of weeks, in September 11, actually, it's there's an event. Okay, not the tragedy, but it's actually Barracuda. Barracuda is actually a dance party, I think. Yep. It's a dance party that's been happening in San Francisco. It's originated from the West Coast, and now it's in Austin. I think it's going to be the first time we're going to do it in Austin. So it's going to be September 11th, Saturday.
All them damn Californians are moving into Austin, I'm telling you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we got DJs Matt Consola from San Francisco and Sam Starix from Portland. So they're going to be there, and there's a few more performers. So it's going to be barracuda.com/Austin. So I'll put the links on the website. Maybe I'm thinking of going to Austin in September 11. Yeah, so we'll see. Might hang out with Jeff and Chops. Jeff and Jason, I mean. So if they're there, I don't know. We'll see. September 11th. It's going to be a couple of weeks from now. I still have to concentrate on next week because it's a sudden decadence, right? Are you coming?
No, I can't go.
No. We could have been driving together. But I'll be driving with John and Polima. So.
Yeah, no, I got to save the money so I can either get my TV fixed or whatever, but funds are just too low to do anything. So, mm-hmm. Economic hard times.
Yeah, I understand. But next week, I believe, you know, every Friday night on Sudden Decadence is always the block, the leather block party.
Block party.
The concert, yeah. So, contest.
And Maynard will be upstairs on the second floor getting plowed over the pool table like he does every year. Even though he says he doesn't do stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We've all seen the X2 videos.
That's right. In the bar. There's only one light there, right? One light bulb, one red light bulb.
That's all you need for infrared cameras.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So maybe I'll see Clint Taylor. I wouldn't mind being plowed by Clint Taylor. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. He's working there right now, so.
Oh, is he?
We'll see. Anyway, okay, so let's go on with some emails. Well, one email from our friend Luis. He says, happy anniversary. He's greets us, happy anniversary. Okay, so he says here, I was the one who commented on Buck Ramsey. Yeah, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Anyways, I'm writing to you guys to ask for a favor. You see, I'm actually 17 right now, and I'm trying to get through high school while trying to keep the fact that I'm gay a secret. So, is it a good idea, Ray, to talk about this on the show? I guess it is, yeah. Because it's anonymous. Anyways, we just know his name is Luis. How many Luises are there? So he says...
And that might not be his real name.
That's right. He could be facing... He might be faking it. So he says here, so I'm hoping if both you, Nard and Ray, would take the liberty of reading the story of my life and give me some opinions and advice. I understand completely if you guys decline. And either way, thank you for your time. And as usual, hope you guys the best of luck. I'll keep seeing your podcast. Okay. So... advice, Ray? Advice over a very young gay guy who's...
Well, he didn't give us much to go on, so we don't know if he's in a big city or out in a rural area or so. If you're in a rural area, hang in there. You will reach 18 one day and be able to get away from your parents and live your own life. Just have patience. It'll eventually come. Go to college. There are plenty of other gay guys in college. If you're in a bigger city area, I'm sure there are some kind of gay teen coalition somewhere, or contact, or even regardless, even if you're in a rural area, there might be a PEEP flag organization you can contact, and they might be able to help you. If you're in the Houston area, there's always Hatch, Houston area teen coalition. What is it?
I don't know what H is.
Houston
homosexuals.
Homosexuals
coalition of homosexuals.
Teen homosexuals.
Teen homosexuals.
Yeah, you can go to their website, and they're open from age, I don't know, I think one of their youngest members is 11, up until 20. So once you turn 21, you're kind of an adult, and they kick you out.
No, they kick
they're like, you're too old, get out. So you can go to the bar and find hookups now, get out. But no, but they also have a hotline number on there, and they also have a bunch of... answers to questions that most commonly asked questions by gay teens, and give some very good information on their website. Mm-hmm. But I always suggest check out the PFLAG websites, find a chapter. Maybe there is a small gay group in your local town or somewhere close by or within a short driving distance that you can go to and meet some others just to have somebody to talk to. I know it seems tough when you're in high school, especially if you're being very closeted, if you're in a rural area like I grew up. And I guarantee you there are other gay guys in school with you going through the same thing. And it's just one of those things that I guess is kind of growing up with life. Mm-hmm. It amazes me that some of the people as young as they are that come out in Houston and, you know, they're like, I'm 15 and I'm gay and my parents know and they're okay with it. And here's my boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, wow, I'm glad it's come to that. But, yeah. You know, you still have to think that outside of a major metropolitan city that, and even in some major metropolitan cities, that kids still get beat up, they still get killed, they still get tied out to fence post and left to die. Mm-hmm. So yeah, best recommendation is always be safe. Don't take any crazy chances.
Do safe sex.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you are having sex, do safe sex, because men lie all the time. Even young ones that said they haven't done anything. Trust me, I've told enough 18, 17-year-olds are HIV positive, so I know that they go out there and do stupid shit, too. Try to find some local organization close to you. If you have a larger city next to you, I'm sure there's always something somewhere.
I believe he's local. I think he's in Houston or something.
Is he? Yeah. Well, I know he sent us a picture, and I looked at his picture, and, you know, he really needs to stay out of Bass Pro Shop.
Say that again? What?
He needs to stay out of Bass Pro Shop.
Okay.
That looks like where the picture's in Bass Pro Shop. So.
Oh, it's a short.
He's standing next to a big old bear. So.
Big old bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, let me see.
And sarcasm is one of my talents, too, Luis, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. So, just Google this, Luis. Hatch. H-A-T-C-H.
Yep. And if anybody, other listeners out there who are younger and have been going through the same thing, if you want to write in and tell us your stories, we can read them. We can relay those, and Luis can listen to those. And, you know, maybe some of y'all have going through some of the same things and stuff. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got Dr. Ray here to help you out.
Yeah. The right Reverend Ray.
Reverend Ray. Or not so Reverend Ray.
No, I'm a reverend now.
You're a reverend now? Okay.
You forgot I got ordained.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you are a priest now. Yes, right. Anyway, okay. So, well, I guess that's it for this episode of Bear Podcast. We're just kind of winging it right now because we don't have any interviews. And, you know, like I said.
Oh. We were talking about movies earlier.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Fourth Kind.
Oh, what? Yeah, you mentioned it earlier.
I haven't watched all of it, but I got like 3/4 of the way through with it, and I got to go rent it again so I can finish watching it.
Oh,
But it's like you're sitting there and you're watching the actual video, documentary video that they got, along with the movie, the reenactment of it on the movie. It's spooky.
Really?
It's just like very spooky.
I don't think I can watch that. I'll probably watch it during the day or something, or just.
And then, of course, the Exorcist movie that comes out this, is it The Exorcism of Emily Rose? Is that this weekend? Is that it?
Yeah, The Last Exorcism, something like
that.
So, yeah.
All right, Last Exorcism, Emily Rose. That might have been a different one, but it looks very good. So,
doesn't it give you nightmares? Patrick gets my nightmares if he watches. Our friend Patrick.
Well, I'm a big old girl and scream all the way through them and hide my face and stuff too, but you know, I still kind of like watching that kind of crap.
Yeah, me too. We used to have a group here in Houston. We kind of call ourselves the slasher, horror slasher movie gang. Because
that's why I want to go see Piranha.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, we do that a couple of years ago. My friends, before they moved to Austin, when Jason Jeff from Austin, and my friend Joe, who's now moved to San Antonio, we used to go together and watch horror films because our partners don't want to watch horror. And horror or suspense thriller, stuff like that. So us boys would get together and watch these horror films.
Yeah.
And yeah, I miss that. I haven't watched a horror film since I don't know, since Saw, or not Saw, but another Exorcist movie. I don't know. But I haven't watched the Ray, we should watch it.
we should watch it.
Last Exorcism. Yeah. And Fourth Kind, I saw the previews before. That's pretty scary too.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, so I guess we better wrap this up. I miss you, Ray. I haven't seen you for a long time. I haven't seen in person for weeks.
You haven't loved me in a long time, Maynard. It's very
That's right. So probably we'll do something. Let's watch a movie this weekend or this Thursday or do something, okay? All right, so guys, thank you for hanging out with us on this podcast. It's been a long time since we did a recording.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, if you have comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the landline, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR, and leave us a comment.
Mm-hmm. It was a voice message we played in the show. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe by iTunes. People may think, when you say subscribe by iTunes, you have to pay. It's free. It's free, guys. It's free subscription. Just click
it's
on
like
the link
me.
On
it's
the website.
Free.
Really?
Oh no, they have to pay, but I advertise it. It's all free.
Okay, don't you have to take you? Don't they have to take you out to dinner or something, Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, so the
I
website
can't be a total slut.
Just a little. Bearpodcast.com. Just go to the link on the right side. There's a big clickable link says subscribe by iTunes. You can subscribe there, and also follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.